Over a century ago, Padre Pio saw Jesus in a vision. However, this vision did not bring consolation and comfort. Padre Pio saw Jesus anguished by the actions of his own priests. This vision carries a timeless message that resonates even today. Stay tuned as we uncover this powerful call to vigilance and prayer.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today we delve into a deeply moving vision that Padre Pio experienced in 1913, recorded in his letters to his confessor and documented in Letters Volume 1, Correspondence with His Spiritual Directors. The events he describes may have happened over a century ago, but they resonate deeply with us today. We're about to explore a profound vision which highlights the ongoing agony of Jesus caused by the actions of his priests. This vision not only underscores the enduring relevance of Padre Pio's spiritual insights, but also serves as a call to all of us to continually pray for our clergy. In a letter to Father Agostino, dated April 7, 1913, Padre Pio wrote, "My dearest Father, on Friday morning, while I was still in bed, Jesus appeared to me. He was all beaten up and disfigured. He showed me a large multitude of regular and secular priests, among whom were several ecclesiastical dignitaries. Some were celebrating, some were preparing themselves, and some were taking off their sacred vestments. Seeing Jesus in anguish caused me much pain, so I wanted to ask him why he was suffering so much. I received no answer. However, his gaze turned towards those priests, but shortly after, almost horrified and as if tired of looking, he withdrew his gaze, and when he looked back at me, to my great horror, I observed two tears streaming down his cheeks. He moved away from that crowd of priests with a great expression of disgust on his face, shouting, 'Butchers!' And turning to me, he said, 'My son, do not believe that my agony lasted for 3 hours. No, I will be in agony until the end of the world for the sake of the souls that benefited most from me. During the time of my agony, my son, one must not sleep. My soul seeks some drop of human pity, but alas, I am left alone under the weight of indifference. The ingratitude and the sleep of my ministers makes my agony even more burdensome. Alas, how poorly they respond to my love. What distresses me the most is that in addition to their indifference, they add their contempt, their disbelief. How many times I was on the verge of striking them down, if I had not been restrained by the angels and by the souls in love with me. Write to your father and tell him what you have seen and heard from me this morning. Tell him to show your letter to the provincial father." Padre Pio continues in his letter, "Jesus continued further, but what he said I can never reveal to anyone in this world. This apparition caused me such pain in the body, but even more so in the soul. Jesus is right to lament our ingratitude. How many wretched brothers of ours respond to Jesus' love by throwing themselves open-armed into the infamous sect of Freemasonry. Let us pray for them so that the Lord may enlighten their minds and touch their hearts. Encourage our provincial father, who will receive abundant help from the Lord in heavenly favors. The well-being of our mother province must be his constant aspiration. All his efforts must aim at this. Our prayers must be directed towards this goal, as we are all obliged to do so. In the reorganization of the province, the provincial father will undoubtedly encounter difficulties, annoyances, and hardships. But let him beware of losing heart. The merciful Jesus will support him in his undertaking. The war of those wretches is intensifying more and more, but I will not fear them with God's help. Give my regards to the provincial father and thank him for his efforts. Signed, Friar Pio. End of letter. This letter stands as a powerful reminder of the challenges within the church and the need for constant prayer and vigilance. As we just heard, Jesus expects consolation from us, that we keep him company by praying and making amends for the offenses he receives from his ministers. In one of Jesus' darkest hours, during his agony in the garden, he asked his disciples to stay with him, to keep him company. In the vision, Jesus tells Padre Pio that his agony had not ended, rather it will endure until the end of the world. So may we, who are also disciples of Jesus, answer his call, stay vigilant, keep him company through our prayers, and offer reparation for the offenses he endures. I hope none of you watching will be indifferent to this message. May we be the ones who bring honor to Jesus' name, following in the footsteps of Padre Pio. And let us always remember to pray to God for the sanctification of the clergy. May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide us and pray for us. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.